Chapter 2. How I Met Your Mother. Thomas Schell. May 21st, 1963. New York Airport. A letter to my unborn child. I want to tell you why I am now leaving New York and leaving your mother. It's not an easy story to tell, but I will start by telling you how I met your mother. I haven't always been silent. I used to talk a lot. But when I arrived in America from Dresden, not long after the war finished, my words started disappearing. The first word I lost was Anna. One day, I tried to say, "That woman reminds me of..." But the word didn't come. I had loved Anna and had wanted to marry her. She was the only thing I wanted to talk about, but I couldn't say her name. Then other words started to go, like leaves that fall from a tree into a river. I lost "come" one afternoon with the dogs in the park. Then I lost "want" and "hungry." After a time, I lost all of my words, and the silence was total. So I went to a tattoo parlor, and the man wrote "yes" on my left hand and "no" on my right hand. Now, if someone asks me a question, I open my hands and show them these words. I started carrying a notebook with me, and I wrote the things I wanted to say in it, just one sentence on each page. At the end of each day, I used to read through the pages of my life. "Help me. I'm sorry. This is the smallest I've got. I'm not sure. It's late." I often used all the pages before the end of the day. Sometimes I had to use some of the sentences in the notebook again. For example, someone might ask me, "How are you feeling?" I had to point at, "I'm sorry, this is the smallest I've got," or "I'm not sure." Then, one day, I met a woman in a cafe. She came over to me and said, "Are you Thomas, from Dresden?" I didn't answer her. She sat down next to me, and I saw that she was Anna's younger sister. I sat in silence as she talked about her day, her life. Then she said, "Don't you want to talk to me?" I found the next empty page in my notebook and wrote, "I don't speak. I'm sorry." We were both lonely and broken, and she started to cry. Then she wrote on the last page of my notebook, "Please marry me." I turned the pages and pointed at, "Ha ha ha." She opened the book at, "Please marry me." I pointed to, "I'm not sure, it's late." She pointed again at, "Please marry me." This time she pushed her finger on "please." I thought about the awful things that had happened to me during the war in Germany. I thought about my dead parents and Anna. I thought about everything I had lost. On the page where she had written, "Please marry me," I wrote, "No children." That was our first rule. I understand, she told me. The next day, your mother and I were married.